I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. There's a development in Hollywood's crackdown on illegal downloading over the internet. You know that record labels and movie studios have warned that downloading hurts artists. Now, a study out today says most musicians think file sharing is not that big a threat. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, is this survey saying artists don't care if people don't buy their records but just take them?
Not exactly. This study by the Pew Internet and American Life Project found that half of the artists surveyed thought that downloading should be illegal, but of course that means half didn't, and they weren't terribly worried about what downloading and file sharing means to their bottom lines. Perhaps the most surprising finding was that more of these musicians were in favor of using the internet than were worried about protecting their work from piracy. Kristen Thompson is with the Future of Music Coalition. She also plays in a Philadelphia-based rock band. And she says the web has opened up all kinds of new marketing venues for musicians.
In the study, 87% of the respondents who were musicians say that they use it to promote and advertise their music and their shows. They use it to promote their records. They use it to give people samples of their music online through a website. In fact, some artists and musicians are using it to collaborate with other musicians and to get inspiration for their work.
And again, that's not to say they like it when some people download and never buy the music, but it does in some ways allow especially smaller bands to get some exposure to a broader audience.
Who are we talking about here, Tess? Anyone famous saying no problem with downloading?
Well, we really don't know. It was an anonymous survey sent to more than 2,700 musicians and songwriters and music publishers who were listed as part of various music organizations. Certainly publicly, a lot of big-name musicians like Don Henley have come out against file sharing. Then again, there are some like Moby who've credited file sharing with getting their music to a larger audience that might not have gone to the store just to buy a CD. But we don't know how these specific artists responded to this particular survey.
The musicians who favor downloading, how do they want it dealt with? What do they want to have happen?
Well, two-thirds of the survey participants said that it should be the file-sharing companies. These are like Kazaa is a current one, Napster, the old, now-defunct file-sharing company, that those should be the ones held responsible for downloading, not the downloaders, who, of course, have been sued over the last couple of years by the record labels. Only 15% of these artists think that the users should be the ones facing these lawsuits. So they're saying go after the companies that are letting them share online. And Alex, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into Boeing's strategy of spreading production of its newest plane worldwide in order to sow customer loyalty.
Thank you, Tess Figlin of Marketplace from American Public Media.